Seoul declared a period of national mourning on Sunday after a Halloween crush killed some 153 people in a packed nightlife area in Seoul. Yoon expressed condolences to the victims, mostly teenagers and people in their 20s, and his wishes for a speedy recovery to the many injured in one of South Korea's worst disasters and the world's worst stampedes in decades. A huge crowd celebrating in the popular Itaewon district surged into an alley on Saturday night, emergency officials said, adding the death toll could rise. As of midday, the Interior Ministry said at least 90% of the victims had been identified, with delays affecting some foreign nationals and teenagers who did not yet have identification cards. Many regional governments and organizations have canceled or reduced festivals or other celebrations. The British government insisted on Sunday it has robust cybersecurity for government officials. It comes after a newspaper reported that former Prime Minister Liz Truss's phone was hacked while she was still British Foreign Minister. The Mail on Sunday said the hack was discovered when Truss was running to become Conservative Party leader and Prime Minister in the summer. It was kept secret by then Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the head of the civil service. The newspaper, citing unnamed sources, said Russian spies were suspected of the hack. This is VOA News. Somalia's president says at least 100 people were killed in Saturday's two-car bombings at a busy junction in the capital, and the toll could rise. The president told journalists that nearly 300 other people were wounded. It was the deadliest attack in Somalia since a truck bombing at the same spot in October 2017 killed more than 500 people. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group, which often targets the capital, has claimed responsibility. The group has been angered by a high-profile new offensive by the government that also aims to shut down its financial network. Ukraine's maritime grain exports were halted Sunday after Russia suspended its participation in a landmark agreement that allowed the vital shipments, blaming drone attacks on its ships in Crimea. The July deal to unlock grain exports, signed between Russia and Ukraine and brokered by Turkey and the UN, is critical to easing the global food crisis caused by the conflict. The agreement had already allowed more than 9 million tons of Ukrainian grain to be exported and was due to be renewed on November 19th. On Saturday, Russia said it was halting its participation after its army accused Kyiv of a, quote, massive drone attack on its Black Sea fleet, which Ukraine labeled as a false pretext. After 2 years of pandemic travel restrictions, tourism is now booming for the Mediterranean countries, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Among countries to beat annual record revenue hauls from tourism are Greece and Portugal. Stelios Sompanakis, who left his job at Greece's central bank to offer boat trips around lesser-known Greek islands, describes the current situation as much welcomed.
People after COVID, after 2 years of frustration and probably, you know, putting some money aside, they decided, you know, they should have vacation. And I think the income or the budget that they were willing to spend rose.
The stronger-than-expected comeback is a blessing for Mediterranean countries facing high levels of debt. But the rebound may also ease the continent's tilt toward recession. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
More than 300 Iranian journalists have demanded the release of two colleagues jailed for their coverage of Mahsa Amini, whose death in custody triggered protest, posing one of the biggest challenges to the ruling clerics in decades. Their call came in a statement published by Iranian newspapers on Sunday. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA.